4WCL, portable.
Report DJW mobile.
KO4PXB, go ahead.
Gordon, how are you doing? This is Dave over here in Greer.
Doing good. I definitely recognize the name and the voice. I am doing good. Just taking care of some honeydews, closing in the screened-in porch area so I can put the plants inside since they don't like any temperature below 40 degrees.
Do this too, but so far I haven't done it yet. But they're going to be gotten up for the year. My wife does those, I guess they call them perennials or something like that. Anyway, they only live a year. And then she has to put new ones out next year. But we're getting into this tradition of going out to Wild Wings and picking up chicken wings for the race on Sundays. This is like the third time in a row here that I've, third Sunday in a row, went out to pick up wings to eat while we're watching the race.
That's probably the most two bought items, well, probably three, on race days, wings, pizza, and beer.
But for me, pizza's like, I tell her it's like ketchup on cardboard. I've eaten so much pizza, they all taste alike. They taste like ketchup on cardboard to me. I just can't eat pizza anymore.
Definitely too much of a good thing. You just get burned out on it, and it's not enjoyable anymore.
Are you a race fan? You ever watch the race?
Like I said, I definitely, the three sports that I like watching is the, of course, boxing, racing, and there's the rugby due to the fact that they are very, most of them are pretty much dangerous and you get hurt very easy. And so any other sport I do, but those three, I'll just definitely watch on TV.
Racing, and what was the other one? Like European football. Okay, that was the real football before Americans made a different definition of it. But the rest of the world, that's called football, I think. Or soccer to us, or rugby. Rugby and soccer are not quite the same, though. Rugby's a whole lot rougher, huh?
That's definitely a lot rougher. And it's just, I guess it almost seems like it would, to me, it seems like one of the gladiatorial games where definitely to take one of the brave of hearts to play.
Sure. That's a joke. I don't know why it's called like that, but anyway.
Yeah, rugby is worse than American football for concussions. They're saying, just about everybody that plays rugby, they have that issue with concussions later on in life.
Ice hockey without the ice.
Gabriel. And Lloyd, so which race car driver you pull for?
Watching the sport. Like I said, I enjoy the thrill of the sport. Really don't go for any one of the races. I just enjoy watching and the thrill of it.
Good double, and Lloyd won, Gabriel. Gabriel, go again.
I didn't hear. I was crossing the dead spot over here for the repeater. That's hot outside. That's nice. And then it's going to be cold again, and everybody's going to have the sniffle.
Do you watch races? Are you a race fan?
In 24 hours of Le Mans, Paris Dakar, Baja 1000, that's the only thing I see. The rest, NASCAR once in a while, but not that much anymore.
I'd be a big motorcycle race fan until the guy that I pulled for got killed over at Charlotte. And that was when I was young, and then I just kind of quit on it altogether. But when I met my wife, that's the first date we went on was to go to Greenville Pickens Speedway. And then she kept on liking racing, and I didn't. But just recently, I'm starting to come back to racing again and enjoying it. Enjoying watching the Sunday races. Not so much the ones that lead up to the final race, but the big races, they're kind of fun.
like it. I love when I have the chance to go and see Formula One races. You know, GP, I kind of like it, but I just lost track lately. And, you know, for having all those programs, you have to have cable. And, you know, for Formula One and this and that, you have to pay extra. So that's one of the main no-nos. I kind of love the track on it. I can barely see Netflix, brother.
If I get... I used to go to Road Atlanta quite a bit, too, and that's where you see Formula Ford and Formula V and Formula Super V, but I never, I don't think I ever went to one of the open wheel races in Indianapolis, even though I lived just north of there for a little while. But I did go to one in Monaco one time where they raced formulas, open wheel formula cars through the city. That was kind of fun. But it's not like being at a racetrack where you can, you know, like down in Road Atlanta, you can see them when they come around on the inside curve, you can see the inside tire lift up off the ground. You're not but about 30 or 40 feet away from them when they're doing that. And so that was kind of fun with formula racing. But it's nothing like NASCAR sitting in the stands and getting rubber all over your face, sitting in the end of the fourth turn. And when they come around there, the rubber comes off their tires and hits you in the face. You go home with this black, gooey stuff all over you. But it's still a lot of fun. W4DJW. Go ahead, Lloyd. Okay, bro, go ahead.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, on Formula One, even I was on the pit lanes, a friend of mine invited me, and... it was a long time ago when they still was using V12s and V10 engines. Oh, man, that was an orgasm for your ears. The new stuff, the V6 with the, you know, hybrid drive thingy. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it sounds good, but I don't know, man. I remember that Senna, Ayrton Senna V10. Red like hell. That was a nice sound. Actually, I hear the Mazda rotary engine, the 987 B, fire up once, that thing it gave me the goosebumps. I'm telling you, you hear that thing flying over you. That thing was nice. It's as far as experience, that's the best I ever had. But I guess I see Schumacher once here in the States, as far as I remember. After that, I never come back. The family travel, this and that. But that's nice, man. Yeah, India. That's what they have. NASCAR thing. You're too close to the grill. They're gonna splat you with everything, oil, rubber, pieces of metal when they crash. That's a lot of fun. But that's what you're asking for, actually.
They got big egos thinking that they can get away with it. And I don't like seeing the crashes. That's not the reason. I know so a lot of people like racing because of that, but that's not why I like it. I just like it because of the technology and the capabilities and, you know, pushing it really hard. I used to like drag racing, too. Standing beside the drag cars when they take off and try not to put your hands over your ears while your heart is beating out of your chest. It's just, that was really thrilling, too. But I haven't been to a drag race in a long time. You remember Jim Milton, KI4MSA? I think he still goes to those down in Carnesville, Georgia. Anyway, Gabriel, I'm about to go home, and I'm going to go in. I'm a little bit late here. I think the race has already started, so I'm going to grab my wings and run in the house and catch the race. Good talking to you. KV4NC, W4DJW.
When I come back from the parts store, we tried to finish one truck today, so we're running late-time shopping so we can fire up that thing today. Anyways, good talking to you. I got you later on. KV4NC Mobile.
KV4NC
4WCO.